Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 mixing lesson, and we're going straight into that old school jungle thing where the amen break feels like it's pulling the whole record forward. The focus today is what I call the amen ride groove carve approach. We're going to take the ride-ish high mid energy inside the amen, that constant metallic urgency, and we'll carve it out, steer it, and automate it so it delivers rave pressure without turning into harsh fizzy pain. And here's the key mindset. This is mixing, but it's also arrangement and groove design that behaves like mixing. If the feel is wrong, no EQ curve is going to rescue it. By the end, you'll have a two-layer amen system. Layer 1 is the amen body. That's your low-mid punch, snare crack, ghosts, momentum. Clean and controlled so it doesn't smear the relationship between your kick, your sub, and your bass. Layer 2 is the amen ride layer. That's the dedicated pressure band. A band-limited weapon. It's designed to feel like relentless forward motion, and we're going to process it like cymbals, plus attitude, dynamic EQ behavior, saturation, transient shaping, sidechain, and then automation so the intensity evolves like a real 94 to 97 style record. Let's set it up. Set tempo somewhere between 160 and 174. If you want a modern jungle roll that still feels classic, park it at 172 for now. Make a drum group called drums, and inside it create tracks. Amen full, amen ride, kick, snare, and optionally hats or FX. The philosophy is simple. The amen gives vibe. Your kick and snare provide modern impact and consistency. Now step 1. Get the amen groove right before you start mixing. Drop your amen loop, or chopped phrase, into arrangement. For warp mode, Complex Pro is fine for a quick start, but if you want more punch, try Beats mode and set Preserve to Transients. Then adjust until the hits feel right, not just in time. Now go to Groove Pool. Right-click the amen clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove to your kick and snare pattern, whether that's MIDI or Audino, at about 30 to 60%. Keep random low, like 0 to 5. That tiny movement is what makes the whole stack feel like one drummer, not like layers fighting each other. Quick coach note here, this is the part people skip. But this is you mixing the feel. If your kick and snare don't breathe with the amen, you'll chase clarity forever and still not get that pressure. Now step 2, split the amen into body versus ride. This is the carve. Duplicate amen full and rename the duplicate amen ride. On amen full, the body layer, we want controlled punch. Put an EQ 8 first. High pass it fairly hard, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the loop. We're not trying to keep low junk in the break, because your kick and sub own that world. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And optionally, do a tiny high shelf down, like 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 12k, just to make room for the ride layer that's about to do the high mid work. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch very subtle, 0 to 10. And use damp to tuck harshness back. Boom is usually off here. Again, we're not turning the full amen into a distorted monster. We're keeping it supportive. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You want it held together, not flattened. Now the fun part. Amen ride. Think of this as extracting the urgent blade from the amen, then making it controllable. First device, EQ 8, and we band limit hard. High pass 24 dB per octave somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5k. Don't choose with your eyes. Tweep until it feels like you removed the body and left the metallic forward motion. Then low pass, 12 to 24 dB per octave, around 10 to 14k. This is important. We don't want pure air hiss. We want dense upper mid pressure that reads on systems. Now add a bell boost somewhere around 4 to 7k, 2 to 6 dB, with a Q around 0.7 to 1.4. You're hunting the rave blade. It'll sound almost wrong soloed, but in context it's what makes the groove feel like it's accelerating. Coach note, use the EQ analyzer to find where the repeated peaks are, but confirm in context. The bite often sits around 4.2 to 6.8k, while the annoying part might be a narrower spike around 5.5 to 7.5k. If it's offensive, don't immediately do a giant static cut. Instead, plan to clamp it dynamically in a minute. The magic is when it feels louder and more aggressive, but somehow less painful. Next, add saturator, analog clip or soft sign depending on how sharp you want it. Drive 3 to 10 dB and trim the output so it's unity. Turn on soft clip if it gets spitty. And I want to stress this, level match before you judge pressure. Every time you add drive and it sounds better, make sure it's not just louder. Toggle devices on and off while matching output. If you need a quick compensation tool, put a utility at the end and pull it down 3 to 8 dB while you dial tone. After saturator, add drum bus. Drive 2 to 6. Crunch higher now, maybe 10 to 25. This is where that cheap sampler lineage can live. Use damp to keep it aggressive but not sandpaper. And push transients plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much tick you want. Now we tame the spikes. Add multiband dynamics and treat it like a deharsher. Focus on the high band, roughly 4K up to 20K, and set it to compress on peaks. Threshold so it grabs about 2 to 5 dB on loud ride hits. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. This is the difference between pressure and piercing. Then add auto filter for movement. Band pass or high pass are your go-to choices. Don't overdo it yet. We'll automate it later for tension and release. Now step 3. Phase and timing alignment. Do not skip this. Because you duplicated audio, it might already line up, but warping and fades can create microscopic offsets. Zoom in on the snare transient. If something feels like it's tearing the transient or adding a weird smear, use track delay on Amen Ride. Try micro nudges, minus 5 to plus 5 milliseconds. And here's a high-level choice. Don't aim for perfect. Choose a direction. If you pull Amen Ride slightly early, like minus 1 to minus 3 milliseconds, it feels urgent, like it's dragging the record forward. If you push it slightly late, plus 1 to plus 4 milliseconds, it feels heavier and more rolling, less nervy. You can even automate track delay per section in Live 12, so your drop feels more urgent than your verse. For example, step 4. Sidechain the Amen Ride to the snare. This is one of the classic rave system moves. On Amen Ride, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select your snare track, or a dedicated snare trigger if you have one. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and time it so it breathes with the groove rather than wobbling randomly. Set threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction only when the snare hits. Now notice what just happened. The snare feels louder without you turning it up. That's old school dominance. The snare owns the room, and the ride energy politely steps back for that instant. Advanced variation. Enable the compressor's sidechain EQ and make the detector listen more to snare crack frequencies, often around 1.5 to 4K, so the ride ducks when the snare speaks, not when low thump happens. This keeps the ride consistent and avoids weird pumping from kick or sub. Optional, a touch of sidechain from the kick too, but lighter, like 1 to 3 dB. Keep it tasteful. Step 5. Pressure lanes. This is where it stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record. Automate three main things on Amen Ride. First, automate that EQ 8 bell gain around 4 to 7K. In your rolling sections, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. In your peaks and drops, plus 4 to plus 6. Second, automate auto filter cutoff. For buildups, slowly open it from about 2K up to 7K. Then snap it open at the drop and ride it subtly, so it breathes. Third, automate saturator drive. Add 1 to 3 dB more in the last 8 bars before a switch. That's the it's getting louder illusion, without adding new sounds. Here's an arrangement trick that is ridiculously effective. Mute the ride layer for 1 bar, or even 1 beat, right before the impact, then slam it back in. The perceived hit is huge, because your ear adapts to the constant pressure. Remove it briefly, and the return feels like the system just got bigger. Even subtler versions work. Do a beat for choke, where the ride disappears for the last quarter note before the snare, or do a half-bar low pass where it goes suddenly darker for 2 beats, then snaps back. Now step 6. Drum bus glue without killing the spray. On the drums group, keep processing gentle. Start with EQ 8. If the low end is messy, do a tiny low shelf cut, 1 to 2 dB around 60 to 100 Hz, but only if you actually need it. If the overall top is biting, do a small dip 1 to 3 dB around 5 to 8K. Then glue compressor. Attack 30 milliseconds, so transients get through. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction around 1 to 2 dB max. If you clamp harder than that, the brake loses that alive, airborne quality and becomes flat. Limiter is optional as a safety net. Sealing at minus 0.3, catching only occasional peaks. Step 7. Make it sit with bass. Because the ride pressure lives where bass harmonics also want to speak, especially with re-SEs and top bass. Option A. Sidechain the ride to the bass bus. Very subtle. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack. release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This keeps bass intelligible when the ride is hottest. Option B. Mid/side carve on the ride. Put a Q8 in M/S mode on a men ride. Cut the mid slightly around 4 to 6K so your center elements like snare crack, vocal presence, or lead presence have a slot. Leave the sides brighter so the wash feels wide. That way you keep the rave atmosphere without stealing center punch. Also, treat amen ride like cymbals. Be deliberate with stereo width. If it's too wide, it blurs the snare. Try a utility on amen ride with around 60 to 90% during dense drops, then open it back up in transitions for lift, and check translation at low monitoring volume. If the energy disappears when you turn down, you're relying too much on extreme top air rather than upper mid density. Add density with saturation and compression, and keep the very top controlled with that low pass. Now let's do a quick practice structure, 32 bars, and we're not allowed to add any new drum samples. Only automation. Bars 1 to 8. Filter the ride layer down. Keep it about minus 6 dB. Bars 9 to 16. Open the cutoff. Ride up to about minus 3 dB. Bars 17 to 24. Add about plus 2 dB around 5 to 6K and add a touch more saturation. Bars 25 to 32. Stronger snare ducking, and do a one bar mute right before the final impact. Then slam back in.